Our psalm response today said, "All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God." It's a very fitting line for the coming of the Epiphany, where in the Magi, even the Gentile nations see the saving power of God in the Christ child. You know, in the early church, the Epiphany was actually a bigger deal than Christmas. It was the bigger feast day. Christmas was almost like one final big celebration before the big one, Epiphany, when all the ends of the earth see the saving power of God. So we look forward to celebrating that great mystery of the Epiphany, literally the revelation, this Sunday. We have in the gospel today John the Baptist giving testimony to Jesus. Jesus comes towards him, and he says those words that we say every Mass: "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." And we, as Jesus is elevated above the altar in the mystery of the sacrament, we pray, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Jesus is the Lamb. He is the sacrifice. He is the rescuer. We know him. We know him deeply. We know not just that God exists, but we know who God is. This is part of the mystery of John talking about the Spirit. Notice today he talks about how he, at Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky. And the important part is this: and it remained upon him. It alighted upon him like a dove coming to slowly rest upon a perch. The Spirit comes upon Jesus and does not leave him in his humanity. The Spirit of God came upon all kinds of people throughout history. We know the prophets were anointed with the Spirit. King David was anointed with the Spirit. The Spirit came upon many of the children of Israel, but it did not alight and stay with them in the same way it does with the Christ. And we can even say in all sincerity that in the history of the world, the Spirit was coming upon all kinds of different people, even who were not Jews, and doing things to prepare them to receive the good news, the gospel. The church fathers speak about the Holy Spirit going around the world, blowing throughout the world, and planting what they called the seeds of the word. Things that were buried, and when the right time came, when the message came, these things in other religions, other cultures would spring to life and would give praise to the name above all names, the one they were waiting for, Jesus the Christ. Many different religions around the world acknowledge that God exists. Many religions know some true things about God, like that God is one, that God is all-powerful, that God is wisdom. But to know who God is only comes by knowing the one who was filled with the Spirit that remained upon him. And because it remains upon him, because Jesus is totally anointed with the Holy Spirit, he can then immerse us in the Holy Spirit. He can baptize us in the Spirit of God. That we know not only that God is and some things about God, but because the Spirit is God's love, we are totally immersed in love. And the Holy Trinity is agape, is love itself. And we have this deep relationship with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit of God has filled us in our baptism, strengthened us in our confirmation. You are literally made Christ's by the Spirit coming upon you and filling you. And so we live out of the Spirit of God as children, and we are called to witness to Christ with the power of the Spirit, to point him out and to say to others, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He can take away your sins. In fact, he already has. Receive the gift of new life. This is the great calling of the Christian. This is the whole purpose that the Christmas mysteries remind us this year. Remember that you are filled and immersed with the Holy Spirit, and go out and breathe that Spirit on others. Beg the Spirit on others. Use that Holy Spirit you've been given to point out the name that saves, Jesus the Christ.